Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Well, I'm leaving you, baby. Lord, I'm going back home to stay.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please use it to your advantage. We got a lot of stuff there. We'll help you with your small business. Brand new video going up this week. Brand new poll question is up right now. And when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. Wonder what you think. And by the way, the poll question this week is about to Facebook. So check that out when you get a chance. John Dean is our guest. He's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. He's a Tab Boards leader extraordinaire in San Antonio, Texas. He's one of the smartest guys I know, and I'm glad to see that John is doing a lot of work lately on how to sell your business, how to divest yourself of your business. John, as we went to the break, I was talking about this other group of people who might be, if they follow your advice. If people who have businesses that will be for sale eventually, and they want to sell, they want to maximize the price, if they follow your advice and run the business so that the owner doesn't have to be there all the time, that means by definition that somebody who works for you is running the business for you, right, John?
Absolutely, absolutely. The first thing I do when I go in to talk to an owner about selling is I say, do you have any employees that could run this business? And the answer is frequently yes, but they have three objections. The first is, but they don't have any money. Mm-hmm. Then that's valid, but that can be fixed with time. If your business has mm-hmm. decent cash flow, as you said in the previous segment, Jim, your business, all you're going to sell is the future cash flow of your business. Somebody's going to pay you for the opportunity to make the money. And if they take a loan out to do that, they're going to pay the loan back with the money they're going to make from the business.
That's right.
So businesses, you know, a transfer can be arranged over a few years where you can take the money out of the business while your employees are working very hard to make it better. And then when you've gotten what you feel is a fair price for your business, you move on, and you don't have to take a big note, and you don't have to be crossing your fingers every day hoping the employees run the business well enough to make payments to you.
Well, and of course, any small business transaction like that is going to have multifaceted capital sources, right? It's going to be some money from the buyers, some money from the bank, and maybe something's leased instead of purchased. And then of course, the owner's going to have to take back some paper. So, I mean, you're going to have to get creative more than likely with a transaction like this, aren't you, John?
Yes, it takes planning, and it takes planning on two sides. If you want it to be successful, it's not just the finance, although that's obviously key to getting what you want out of the business. It's also the transition plan. You know, the other response I get all the time is, yes, they're very good at doing what they do, but they don't know how to make the decisions that I make.
Mm-hmm.
Well, once upon a time when you started out, you didn't know how to make the decisions you make.
Mm-hmm.
They can be taught. You know, you need not only a financial plan, but you really need a development plan to make sure that you're putting them in a position to succeed. And in order to do that, they have to know more about what you know.
There's got to be more transparency, and that's not easy for small business, is it, John? I mean, you've got to be people. Maybe they haven't made the decisions themselves before. Your employees, your managers, your executives, but they've seen you make them. And if you've given them a look, if you've opened the window into that decision making process, they've seen how you do that. You've mentored them, and that getting really close to the vest is not easy for a lot of small business, is it, John?
No, it's fairly easy to get employees, to teach employees how to make the decisions that you would make, to understand, mm-hmm. you know, what would Jim do? But teaching them why you make those decisions, teaching them to think two, three, four scenarios out like all of us do. So if I do that, if then what? If then what? If then what? That's much more difficult. It takes a lot more time. You really got to let them get close to you to understand the whys of your business.
And if you do this, what you've done is you've created an installed prospect to buy your business. Maybe notice I didn't say an installed buyer, because you might not go in that direction, but they definitely become your employees, the managers, the leaders of your business, definitely become a prospect to buy your business, don't they?
Certainly, but circling back to what you said in the very beginning, you know, it's what you would do to make your business worth more anyway. If they decide that they don't want the responsibility, or if they can't swing the finances for what you feel your business is worth, then the worst scenario you wind up with is really good managers that a buyer from the outside is going to prize very highly and pay a premium for.
Right, right. Yeah, and all this time when you're having a little difficulty deciding what to do with your business, you're making more money. So that's kind of a high class problem. It sounds like a good plan to me, John. I don't know why more people don't do it.
Because it is hard. It is hard.
Hey John, give us the website and tell us again how they can find you.
Sure, John F. Dini, DINI.com.
All right, check it out, folks. All of his books are there and all the things. They can find out more about your tab boards operation there too, can't they?
Sure. Everything, pointers to everything from there.
The alternative board. Hey, John, thanks again, buddy. Come back again real soon.
Thanks, Jim. Whenever you'll have me.
John Dini, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when John joined us. Going to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame, broadcasting live from Washington, D.C. It's Small Business Week here.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.